Top stories this hour at Press TV. Reports from Libya say fugitive former ruler Muammar Gaddafi has been captured. The announcement has been made by a National Transitional Council commander in the city of Sirte. Revolutionary forces took over the city only a little while earlier. In Greece, a nationwide general strike in protest of new austerity measures and layoffs has entered day two. The capital, Athens, is in disarray from Wednesday's violence that erupted after police clashed with protesters outside of parliament. Stores in the central Athens business district were looted amid the chaos. NATO troops in Kosovo have clashed with hundreds of Serb protesters near a contested border crossing. Several soldiers were injured. Now, Kosovo Serbs have been protesting in the area since July, when Kosovo's authorities tried to take over two disputed border points. They do not recognize Kosovo's independence. In the U.S., more than two dozen anti-Wall Street protesters have reportedly appeared in court on charges of trespassing on state property. Some of them were fined and released. Others refused to plead guilty and demanded jury trials. Nearly 2,000 protesters have been detained over the past few weeks. Floodwaters have reached the outskirts of Thailand's capital. Thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate areas north of Bangkok. More than a third of the country's provinces have been flooded. The debt toll has exceeded 300, and the damage bill is expected to run over $3 billion. And 3 months after famine was declared in Somalia, the UK International Development Secretary says the crisis in the Horn of Africa still remains huge. Andrew Mitchell says 100 people, mainly children, are dying every day. To make matters worse, the coming rainy season could bring disease to crowded refugee camps. And Israel has violated Lebanon's airspace once again. An Israeli reconnaissance plane entered the country through the southern border. It flew over the southern Lebanese territories for hours before leaving. Israel regularly crosses over to Lebanon in violation of UN Resolution 1701. And the U.S. says it will hold a fresh round of direct talks with North Korea on its nuclear program next week. The negotiations are part of attempts to resume the six-party talks. North Korea walked out of the talks in 2009 after the UN Security Council imposed new sanctions on Pyongyang.